Hey, so it's like 11 o'clock. My internet's out. Been out since yesterday. I don't know if it's because of the weather or whatever. But really, it's like not having electricity or something. It's like the worst. No internet. I mean, I have it on my phone, but it's not the same thing. And I can't upload this from my phone. And so I'm going to have to like go to Starbucks. Such a difficult life. Governor's last night was fun. I was very surprised that people left their house in the cold and went to a comedy club, but they did, and it was a great time. That's a fun club. You should go. Come tonight. Two shows tonight. Get to New York. What the hell? Why not? Drop what you're doing. Hop on a plane, train, jump in your car. Get over there. Oh, this was nice too. This website, the Interrobang, that kind of like cover comedy, mostly in New York City. It's kind of a New York City comedy thing. The Bennington show on Sirius, they kind of are affiliated with it. I don't know exactly how it started from that show. Well, it used to be Ron and Fez, whatever. Anyway. They asked 45 comics who were going to be the next big thing in 2018, and my friend Nate Bergazzi said me, which was nice of him to do. I didn't even know he did it. Every year at the end of the year, you know, the end of the year, beginning of the year, or this time, there's a all these lists that come out, the best this, the best that, blah, blah, blah. And in comedy, it's like comics to watch. Ooh, he's gonna, and I'm never on any of these lists. And the lists are usually just made up by one motherfucking person. This at least is like made up by comedians. But I didn't think I was gonna be on this list. I just I look at them to see who's on them and be like, I can't believe I'm not on this list. And there I was. So that was pretty good. All right, let's look at the news. Enough of me bragging. Like, the fuck. I'm sorry. The president's tweets are fucking batshit. I woke up to that today. And what a fucking loon. Sorry if you're on his side, but people got to be seeing that this is like, right. There's got to be people being like, "All right, now I'm out. Now, enough of this." He's obviously, by trying to prove that he is not, that he's mentally stable. You're like, okay, this guy's fucked up. Something's wrong with his brain. Sarah Silverman responds to troll by befriending him and paying for his medical treatment. Well, look at that. Now you're going to get even more trolls. That's what I say. I mean, that's actually very like zen kind of thing to do. And that's what you do. You got to be nice. What else are you going to do? I found that I when people say mean shit, I got into something with somebody online, and I just kept saying, like, okay, thanks, Merry Christmas. And eventually they just said Merry Christmas. I said, yeah, that's all you can do. If you go up to them like, yeah, fuck you, then, and believe me, I love to escalate. Love it. But nobody ever walks away like feeling good about it. If you don't escalate, I don't think they walk away feeling good. The whole point still for me is to make them feel like shit. That's in a confrontation. I want the other person to feel bad. And I guess the best way to do that is be nice. Who knew all this time? I'm not saying that's what Sarah Silverman wanted to do. But I'm not going to pay for any trolls' medical bills. I don't know what the thing was, though. That's a beautiful story. That's what we need in 2018. Love and positivity. Police chief arrested for soliciting agent as 14-year-old in online sting. Oh, you silly, silly police chief. You know that they're running a sting and you still can't help yourself. You're like, I can tell the difference. And then you get, oh, God, don't you think the part of being a police chief and a pedophile would mean I can get around these fake kids online that gets the real deal? I mean, whoever it was, the undercover agent posing as a 14-year-old, they really got it down. They fooled the police chief. We got to figure out how to cure pedophilia, because it is a baffling disease that'll make people just risk their entire lives to get some of that sweet, sweet child dick. It's really, it's very disturbing. And they're everywhere. They're cops, police chief. They're very driven people, the pedophile. Let's see. Nearly 200,000 people have signed a petition to have Logan Paul kicked off YouTube after controversy over his filming of a dead body in Japanese suicide forest. Yeah, sure, kick him off. Fuck that dude. And, just get rid of it. Why do they even need a petition? You shouldn't be allowed. If you can't show a butthole, you shouldn't be able to show a dead body. Why are we more sensitive to buttholes than to death? I mean, well, death isn't. It's just gross to be like exploiting somebody's suicide for your fucking YouTube channel. All YouTube stars should be banned from YouTube, but they won't do that. That's how they make their money. U.S. Attorney for Colorado, no changes on marijuana enforcement. Good for Colorado. Oregon sues Monsanto, alleges company knowingly sold toxic PCBs for decades. Monsanto's just like an evil company, right? That's all I know about Monsanto's. The companies withheld information about toxic effects of its products for decades. Yeah. We gotta Monsanto, and I'm sure nothing will happen because Monsanto is just like a huge mega company. It does whatever the fuck it wants. They patent seeds or something. I just know to hate them. I didn't do enough research into Monsanto. And I know they're big into the GMOs and trying to convince people that you really want your food genetically modified in a lab. It's better because you would make the tomato nice and red. You want a tomato that doesn't look as red as that? Let's see. Michigan dairy farmer gets prison time for hiring undocumented immigrants. It's getting serious. They're locking people up. People should get, I don't know what they pay on that dairy farm. If he's paying people less than minimum wage or some bullshit like that, then fuck that dude. Lock him up. If he's paying like a fair wage. I don't know, I just don't have a big problem with it, but I know people are supposed to be documented, but there, if somebody can do a job or is willing to do a job that people aren't, no one around there is going to do, they'll go there and do it, sign them up. I guess you could argue that then it forces that farmer to raise the wages to make it more attractive to people that live around there to take the gig. And then your milk's going to cost a bit more, but so what, right? I mean, I don't drink milk, so I don't have any skin in the game. And I definitely don't, I don't think I drink any Michigan milk. Well, I don't drink any milk, but I don't think any, if I went to the store to buy some milk to use in a recipe, I don't think it's coming from, man, my cats are getting crazy up in the loft. I better go feed them. But what do I know anyway about any of this shit? All right, come to Governor's tonight, Long Island, and see you tomorrow. We love you.